And we're back from recess. Commissioner Straffus, you've got the information.
Yes, sir. Randall Cummings, his term does not expire until the end of this year, 12/31/11, so he is not up for renewal right now. He is finishing up a four-year term right now, so he's not up for renewal. Okay. The position is that we need to vote on is one position. Mark Blackwell has sent a statement that he wants to be replaced. He is out of the Jasper Township, so we only have one appointment to make, which is, and that term will conclude at the end of this year. So it's a partial term, expiring 12/31 of 2011. So whoever we appoint from Jasper Township will be a concluding that term.
So
nobody from Beaver, just Jasper Township is all we have to appoint.
And they will be concluding the term?
Yeah, they will finish their term out and then be up for reappointment at the end of this year.
All right. Okay. What we're looking at is a vacancy that currently exists in Jasper Township.
Correct.
We're looking for someone to fill the unexpired term until 12/31 of 2011.
Correct.
And what we need to do when those terms are filled is to get into the habit of sending a letter when that term ends, that their new appointment would come up.
Right now.
That'd be great.
She's came with some rough drafts.
You gentlemen have a recommendation?
I do, sir. I'd like to recommend or move that we accept David Stewart as the representative from Jasper Township to serve out the remaining term, which expires 12/31 of 2011.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded that David Stewart fill the unexpired term for the Jasper Township position for planning and zoning, which expires 12/31/2011. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
I would like just one more point of business, if I could, sir.
About board appointments?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We, when we first started the Transportation Advisory Board, the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board, all initial members, we stated in our bylaws, was a one-year term, initiation term. What we were doing at that point is just seeing how the board was going to interact, if this is what we want to do. It seems like it's been very successful, and because of the time frame, we were going to appoint all the seven members back on there and start their normal terms. Yeah, we had staggered terms, 2 years, 3 years, and four-year terms, but we delayed them by 1 year so we can initiate the board. Danny, you're following me?
Mm-hmm.
And I may not be explaining myself right to you, Ron.
No. I understand what you're saying. I'm just curious. Is that the statutory appointments? Is 2 years, 3 years, and 4 years?
No. This is something we created. There's no statutory guidance for this.
I understand.
Okay. So with that, I wanted to move that this is going to be a little bit difficult, but here it goes. For district number one, Jim Youngblood, to expire 12/31 of 2013. For Rick Ziegenfuss, District 7, to expire 12/31/2012. David Miller, District 6, to expire 12/31/2012. For Buddy Roberts to expire 12/31/2011, District 3. Charles MacArthur to expire 12/31/2014 for District 2. And Brian Caperton to District 4 to expire 12/31/2014. That would still leave District 5 as vacancy, but this would conclude that we've got at least the top six reappointed to their normal terms.
I hate to do this to you. Can you run through those one more time?
Sure. Jim Youngblood, expiring 12/31/2013 for District 1. Rick Ziegenfuss, expiring 12/31/2012, District 7. David Miller, 12/31/2012, District 6. Buddy Roberts, 12/31/2011, District 3. Charles MacArthur, 1231-2014, District 2. Brian Caperton, 1231-2014, District 4.
And again, the last one, Brian Caperton, that's the 14?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, sir. And we will still have a vacancy of District 5, which we're working on, but that wasn't what I was going to bring that up right now. I was just trying to get these guys all reappointed except for that one position. That was a motion.
Yes. I know it was. There was a couple of those gentlemen that...
Gentlemen, before we discuss this, is there a second?
There's a second.
Motion's been made and seconded, and it's now open for discussion. Dan?
There's a couple of those gentlemen that you've had their term limits longer that were just interested in, I guess, exactly what we had talked about, testing the water to see how it went. And we have those on longer terms than we other people who, I can just say that Charles was one, Brian was one, that wanted to see how it went before they were even appointed the first time.
Okay.
So if you wanted to change those and alternate those with some of the earlier ones.
Okay.
I would think it would be more appropriate. I haven't visited with them about their situation, where they were attending the meetings regular or, you know, but I do know when approached, they said that they would serve if they seen that it was beneficial. And
would you rather me change the terms or just have them, if they don't want to, just resign and we can fill the position? What would you rather me do?
I'd rather change that.
The terms?
Yeah. Do you have a district-wise? Do you have a reason for the term limits like that?
We just staggered them so that we would never have more than two members going off
right.
at any given time.
And all I'm asking, Jim, is that we move the
sure.
earlier ones to the
okay.
to the later dates and
so let
know,
me
vice versa.
Let me amend my motion here.
Okay, and the reason I do that is just strictly for the people that's serving.
That's fine.
And I haven't got a chance to visit to see if it's...
I'm going to amend
okay.
that Buddy Roberts' term expires 12/31 to 2014, which is District 3. And I'm going to amend Charles MacArthur's term to expire 12/31/2011.
And it was?
Originally was 2014. So
right.
I've swapped those two.
Got it.
And I'm also going to amend my motion where Brian Caperton's, that was expiring 12/31 of 2014, will now expire 12/31 of 2012, which is David Miller's term. And David Miller's term will expire 2014.
Got it. That's leaving Jim Youngblood at 13 and Rick Ziegenfuss in 12?
Correct.
That's fine with me, and I appreciate all these concerned citizens that sit on this board, and I think they've been very productive in what they've been doing. And I'm sure that the two that I named may be fine with it. I'm certainly satisfied with their participation. So
okay.
Motion's been made and seconded to reappoint Charles MacArthur, Jim Youngblood, David Miller, Buddy Roberts, Rick Ziegenfuss, and Brian Caperton to the Transportation Committee. Is that the
Transportation Taney County Transportation Advisory Board?
Taney County Transportation Advisory Board.
Yep.
And the correct sunsetting years will be provided by Jim for the lady that's taking the minutes.
Yep.
Is there any more discussion, gentlemen?
No.
Again, the motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. I don't see any other boards at this time. Do you gentlemen have one?
We've got some other, but I'm not prepared for those.
Dan?
I'm not ready to do the other boards.
We've got our next appointment, which will be starting at 2 o'clock.
If you want to call a recess, then I can run these up to the, and we can start at 2 o'clock.
We'll stand in recess until 2.
Sorry about that.